Good morning and welcome to the AIS Arena for what is the World Opals Challenge. Craig Revell and Mark Aston with you on this morning session of play. And Mark, we were a bit caught off guard thinking that it was going to be three nights of basketball action here in Canberra. But of course, it is two nights and one day, giving the schools an opportunity to come in and be part of this World Opals Challenge, which kicked off on Friday night in Cairns.
Yeah, indeed it did. And these two teams actually met in that very first game up there, with the USA coming out with a very tight 85-77 result up there. So there are some minor changes to the sides for this one. The Americans, of course, were without their head coach Ann Donovan, who was still in America. Dawn Staley getting her first head coaching for America and experience, but did the job with the squad that she had. And then, of course, they played Australia the next night and defeated Australia. So they won the Americans won their two matches up there. Chinese, the next night after the losing to America, did beat Chinese Taipei. And they've got a fair bit of height. There's some young, very tall young girls with this Chinese side. So this should be a real contest, this game here today, because I think the later game today, Australia should be far too strong for Chinese Taipei.
Well, it is.
Should be good.
It is going to be an interesting game. And we had a chance to talk to the coaches just ahead of the game.
Well, Tom Maher, welcome back to Canberra. This time as the national coach of the Chinese People's Republic team. How's that been going?
It's been going wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderfully well. It's a good place to live. I'm really enjoying it. The family's settled in and seems showing some improvement.
A lot of these girls have been to Australia before over the years for these World Opal Challenges, and I imagine they're enjoying getting ready for the World Championships.
Oh yeah, I mean, they want to make the team. We've got quite a few new girls, but they're all focused on trying to make the final team and stay in the program. So it's a big time for them. You know, they want to do well.
Tonight, the USA, it's a good benchmark, this series, for you.
Yes, it is, and it teaches, it shows people the level of physicality that they have to play at, you know, or they have to strive to play at. So it's a very good learning experience to play the USA.
And for yourself, what are you hoping to get out of this for the World Championships I've had, out of the World Opals Challenge?
Well, I want it to be like every other day. I want to get better. We just want to get better every time we play and practice. And if we do that, we chip away at it, we might get decent.
Well, all the best for tonight.
Thank you.
And Donovan, an interesting competition leading up to the World Championships for you, the Opals World Challenge. And so far, so good.
Yeah, so far so good. It's still three games left. It's great competition, great preparation for us, and it's our last go-round before we all break the WNBA. So really pleased. It's been very well organized as well.
Unfortunately, one injury in your squad has put a bit of a dampener on it.
It does, because Sylvia Fowles is a young player who is playing very well for us, and this was good experience for her to play at the senior level for the first time. But she'll come back strong. She's a good kid. Work hard, come back off with the injury.
I guess it's a little bit of a recruiting opportunity to see what's out there in the rest of the world.
Yeah, somewhat. You know, my focus right now really is on this team. We have very few opportunities to play together, so we're trying hard to develop what we can before we take the break.
And China, your opponents tonight, what are you expecting from them?
Well, they gave us a great game, first game in Cairns, so we know that they play hard. They're very aggressive defensively. They run half-court offense. It's much better than in the past, thanks to Tom Maher. So they're a very disciplined team, and we know they'll give us a good battle.
All the best.
Thank you.
Well, Mark, one of the features of this game is the players, and the USA has got such a strong team here with Pondexter, also their Beard, of course, no stranger to the Canberra fans. Then Haney, Cash, Lawson, Augustus, Kristen, Thompson, Riley, Smith, Davenport, Parker, all well-known through the WNBA or the college ranks of the USA.
Yeah, it's actually, there's some quite a bit of experience there with some of the girls, Thompson, Riley and Smith especially, but there are some youngsters, four of the four of them that I think it is that haven't played in the WNBA. Two that were the draft picks on the weekend, top two draft picks, one going to Minnesota in Simone Augustus, and the other will be going to Phoenix, Cappy Pondexter. So there's some real youth. There's a couple there that are still going to be at college for the next season. But very exciting players. Candace Parker is one of those college girls. She shone in that first match of 26 points up in Cairns against the Chinese. And so she'll be looking to keep that form going. The Americans will start with Lana Baird, Swin Cash, Tina Thompson, Ruth Riley and Katie Smith. So plenty of experience. And Ruth Riley, the big girl for the Americans, will get the big job inside against the Chinese lineup, who have gone with Song Xiaoyun, Miao Liji, Song Lu Wei, Chen Jiali, and Chen Nan. Chen Nan will probably do most of their scoring. You'll certainly hear of her in this game. Nan, we have the tip-off.
Nan wins the tip-off, gets it off across to Jiali. Jiali gets it back to Nan and eventually sets up by Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong goes right side over to Li Ji, then around the arc, but the USA get the intercept, and it's off. Through Thompson, on to Beard, and the crowd love that already as Beard gets her first touch. Through Smith as works around the arc inside to Thompson again, then back to Cash, back into Beard, outside going back to Smith again. Cross court now, gives it to Thompson, who tries to drive the left lane, but the defense is strong. It's not strong enough though to stop the first shot being put up on the buzzer. Riley tried the shot, but under plenty of pressure, and China will come back with it. So no score on the board after the first three quarters of a minute. Driving through that time was Li Ji. Li Ji gets the outlet pass over across to Zhao Li. Zhao Li's shot rattles off the iron, but it was touched by an American player before going over the baseline, and that will allow Li Wei to bring it back in. Li Wei goes short, gives it off to Li Ji. Li Ji now driving into the paint. Oh, tried to get the pass across to Zhao Li, but wasn't able to do so. And I think Zhao Li will be called for the first foul. She is indeed, so her first personal.
Yeah, really, the first few possessions up and down the court have really been defensive, and I think that's the tone being set here immediately. No score after the first, a bit over a minute now, and it's really tough inside. Both these sides are going to put up a great game here.
They are indeed, as it's working around Smith, gets it on to Thompson, back to Cash, then into the corner to a bounce pass from Smith. Gets it back to Thompson. Thompson's shot again on the buzzer. The defense very strong from the People's Republic of China. Carrying it down. Of course, Zhao Yong, I remember her from the last Opals World Challenge here in Australia. She's carrying the ball up quite nicely, and Li Ji put up the shot that time from outside. Didn't come down. Beard gets it back down from Cash. Cash then goes inside to Riley, and Riley, the shot will count. It was, I think, Nan who's called for the first personal foul that time. And it will send Riley to the line to try and pick up the bonus.
That's the first point of the game.
First point. I thought the shot counted. I thought they went like that. I missed the call.
Yeah, no, it's taken first almost point. 2 minutes for the first point. Riley made the first, missed the second.
So it is the People's Republic of China who bring the ball back down through Li Wei. Then trying to drive baseline is Nan, and the foul has gone this time against Riley, who is the solitary point scorer in the game. USA leading 1-0 as the inbound pass goes across the baseline to Zhao Li, and she will drive to the basket and pick up the first points.
Really, really tough still inside from both teams. They're really having to work for these points that they got so far.
Cash working around at the free throw line but can't get through. Gives it off to Smith. And Smith, well, a foul, second foul now on the, or third foul on the People's Republic of China. Second foul on Yao Li. And it will be the USA from the baseline, but defense is the key. No surprise with Tom Mark coaching this team.
No, indeed. The Americans still having trouble getting it inside.
Gets off to Smith this time, goes back across to Thompson. Thompson's shot rattles off the iron. Cash gets in there. Bounce pass back into Thompson. Hook shot over the top of Li Ji. And the points are good. Thompson gets the first actual field goal for the USA. 3-2. The USA lead, but not for long, as Zhao Li gets her second point, or her fourth point for the game, with her second basket, working hard inside. Beard through the hands this time now of Thompson into the corner, goes to Smith. Smith gives it back to Beard, and a fadeaway jump shot from the corner. Alana Beard gets her first points, and we've seen that before here at the AIS Arena. China now carrying the ball back, and it is Smith. It was Riley there who got the block on the shot from China and saw the ball over the baseline. Nan gets the inbound pass, then goes to Ziyong. Across court, back into the center. Nan inside, then out to Li Wei. Li Wei puts up the shot from the corner. It doesn't fall, but unfortunately for the USA, it was Riley who got a touch on the rebound before it went over the baseline, and we'll see the ball out. Inbound pass to Nan, rattles in and out. Doing the rebound is Thompson. Thompson, quick up the court to Cash. But Zhao Yong does the interception and then gets it immediately across to Li Wei. Down at the baseline is Zhao Li. Zhao Li goes back to Li Wei again, back to Zhao Li in the left-hand lane. She drives to the baseline, looks up a little underhand layup, and she will pick up another 2 points, 6 points for the game. 6 points, China leads the USA 5 as China makes their first change. And it will be Zhao in. Zhao coming in, I think, for Li Wei. So the Li Wei coming in. Zhao Li doing all the scoring at the moment. And a change for the USA. Davenport steps in for Riley, who sits on one foul. In fact, Riley's sitting on two fouls.
Yeah, and that's why she's come out of there. Jessica Davenport, another big girl, but she is just a college kid as well. But, yeah, they've got some big girls on the squad.
The line, it was Zhao Li putting up the shot. It didn't fall, going for the bonus that time, as Beard carries the ball back right side to Cash. Oh, she fumbles for a moment just outside the arc on the right-hand side, then gets a good screen. But the shot won't fall as she pulled up at the top of the key. USA fighting amongst themselves at the moment to try and get the ball. And that will allow Republic of China through Li Yi. Gets it off to again to the point guard in Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong to the corner. And it's Zhao. Zhao's shot doesn't fall, and doing the rebound will be the Cash for the USA. Goes immediately inside in the paint. The big girl in Davenport just couldn't get the ball down. Zhao Yong will set up once again on the left-hand side. She gets a good screen, pulls up at the elbow, dumps across, gives it off to Zhao Li. Zhao Li tries to make the play, but has got the foul drawn this time from Thompson. And Thompson will be called for her first personal, as it looks like some more changes coming into the game for the USA. Kristen and also Parker sitting down, Cash and Thompson. So just a couple of changes here.
Yeah, just a couple of changes. But, Tina Thompson going out, it's a big loss. But Candace Parker come in. She's a big, tall girl as well to replace her and was very good up in Cairns. Zhao Li's their only Chinese scoring option so far. She scored all their points to give them a 7-5 lead early in the game here. But, gee, it is physical out there, and they're really going at it.
They are indeed. She makes the first of the free throws, so now it's 7 in the People's Republic China, 5 USA with 5 minutes. Beard carrying the ball back. The change was made. Gao for Zhao Yong, and Gao is doing the point guard duties now. In the corner is Kristen. Kristen gets the ball inside to Parker. Around the corner pass, trying to get it to Davenport. Ball's on the floor, though, and the USA will have the arrow in their favor as the jump ball is the result. So USA from the baseline will set up here with 4 minutes and 59 seconds left to go in the first term. AIS Arena, Opals World Challenge, USA versus the People's Republic of China. Alana's Beer's three-point shot pulls up short, doing the rebound was Zhao. Zhao gives it off to Li Ji, and Li Ji will carry the ball back for People's Republic of China. Over the top, gives it off to Zhao Li, gets it back to Li Ji. Li Ji's three-point attempt was just long, hitting the back of the iron, and Beard will carry it back for the USA. Goes out left-hand side to Smith, who drives into the paint, gives it back to Beard to the baseline. Beard outlet pass to Kristen. Kristen into the paint, finds Parker, and Parker will pick up 2 points. USA now ties it all up, 7 points apiece here at the AIS Arena, as Beard knocks the ball free from Guan. And as the change will be made, it will be Nan sitting down for Zhao Ni. So Zhao Ni into the game as the People's Republic of China. Inbound pass goes to Zhao Li. Zhao Li's layup is good, and she continues to be the scoring machine of the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, she's got all 9 points so far as they lead 9-7.
Two-point ball game, USA trail, as Parker goes inside to Beard, and Beard will get 4 points for the game now. Another two with a nice move in the paint. Guan goes, almost gets it slapped away by Beard. Zhao Li sets up left-hand side to Guan. Guan gets it down low, and driving in the paint is Zhao Ni, and Zhao Ni gets her first 2 points for the game, as we have a timeout called by Ann Donovan from the USA side. And no surprise there, as it comes out to a two-point ball game here, 11-9 at the AIS Arena for China leading the USA.
Yeah, indeed, Craig, and it started off physical. The first few possessions down, nobody could score. Took almost 2 minutes for the first point, which was a free throw. And from there on, they're starting to work their programs around, some changes, etc., to the teams. Boy, it's going to be a great game, and it'll be tight. China will need to get a little bit more out of some of their other players. They can't rely on Zhao Li all game to score their points. Whereas the Americans have got four scorers so far. But it's going to be really tight. The Americans, Tina Thompson, who started at centres with Ruth O'Reilly, they've got some real big girls there. They've replaced them with young big girls as well. And they're strong and looking really good. I think they'll start to pull away once their bench strength gets in there. But the Chinese are taking it to them, and they'll go with it all the way. It should be a beauty of a game here, as the teams are about to come back out from the timeout.
Yeah, been some fantastic defense so far in this game, no doubt about that. And the People's Republic of China, with 3 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the quarter. USA with the ball from the baseline. Beard gets it in hand, tries to drive past Guan, gets past her now, gives it off this time to Smith. Smith carrying the ball around the arc, then rolls back to Parker. Parker drives down the left lane, pulls up at the baseline, shot doesn't fall, and Guan gets there with the pass away, tries to get it across to Li Ji. Li Ji has enough strength to hold off the Americans, and through Guan, now Li Ji zowling, then back to Zhao. Zhao goes inside to Zhao Li, and Zhao Li has drawn the foul from Parker. That will be her first personal. So, first personal foul on Parker here. Candace Parker, of course, from Tennessee. I think that's Tennessee State. And
University of Tennessee.
Tennessee State. Of course, you can get those two mixed up, I guess. Now, foul being called this time on Kristen of the USA. So that puts them into the bonus now. That'd be the fifth personal foul against, or 15th foul against the USA. So they are going to have a free trip to the line for Zhao. Two shots, as Lawson looks to come into the game for the USA as well. Zhao makes the first. 12-9 with 3 minutes left to go here in the first term at the AIS Arena. She makes the second, and we'll have the change now as Lawson comes in for Alana Beard, who sits down. USA from the baseline. Parker gives it off to Lawson immediately. Lawson carrying it back. Wang giving her a hard time as they get to half court. Then it's off to Smith. Smith now goes right side across Inside, eventually it gets off to Davenport. Davenport's shot doesn't drop, but Parker's there to put it back in, and Parker brings it back to a two-point ball, to a two-point ball game. 13-11, back down the other end. Oh, just a big steal from Parker underneath the hoop as the People's Republic were trying to put it in. Yao Ni just, did not secure that ball at all, and it was Parker too easy.
Parker did great defensive work there to come up with a very clean steal, but unfortunately Davenport down the other end was hoping that one of the Chinese had got a fingertip on it and knocked it out of bounds. Davenport let it go, and unfortunately the referee said no. So China do get it back.
Yes, China now. Guang, Lawson watching her. Oh, the intercept on the bounce pass down the wing has been stolen by Kristen, working on well with Thompson. Kristen gets it back, carries it down. Guang hits the deck as the ball goes over the baseline. It will be the USA from the baseline. 5 fouls to 3 is the team foul count as another change being made here. Li Wei comes back in for Zhao as Tom Ma just starts to rotate his bench a little bit more. Inbound ball. Gets off to Smith. Smith gets dumped after the shot, that time by Lan, who's also come into the game behind my back, I think. Lawson works back at the point on the right side. Bounce pass across to Smith. Smith drives the lane. Kick out back to Thompson. Thompson puts up the shot under plenty of pressure from the People's Republic of China. And it will be the Chinese side who'll bring it back. Now, right side through Lan, back to Nan, who's come back into the game. Then inside to Li Wei. Li Wei fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll travel to the line. This time a second personal foul on Kristen as Augustus is brought into the signs. Simone Augustus, from memory?
Simone. Number one draft pick just on last weekend, so interesting to see how she goes. They obviously rate her hugely in America.
Well, unfortunately for Li Wei, she's missed the first of the free throws. And Donovan giving Lawson some instructions at the back in the backcourt. Li Wei misses the second opportunity there. And it was Thompson who gives it off to Lawson. Lawson down court, gives it back to Kristen. Kristen kicks it to the top of the arc. Nan gets inside on the pass from Thompson, and the China will carry it back. This time through Lan, gets out to Li Wei, now across to Guang. Guang then finds Nan down in the paint. Fairly tall lineup from China. The hook shot, though, not good enough. Lands short, and Lawson will get the pass from Thompson. She goes down the right wing, but it's a bit tapped away by Lan. And we will have another substitute as the ball was out over the sideline. Haney comes in. Looks like Zhao Yong is coming back in for the People's Republic of China as well.
You know, I thought Guang, who's sitting down, has been doing a good job. She forced Thompson into that missed shot a minute ago. And Kristen Haney, in for her first taste of the America, got the ball.
Yes, as Parker dumps across, looks like she was taking the shot, but gave it off to Thompson, and Thompson puts it in. 13 points apiece inside the last minute here in the first quarter. China versus the USA. Opals World Challenge at the AIS Arena. Li Wei gets the ball off to Nan. Nan has the shot blocked by Parker. She's trying to call for the foul, but it wasn't to be. But it will be a Chinese ball from the baseline as the crowd continues to pour in here. It's Schools Day in the Opals World Challenge here at the AIS Arena as Zhao Yong. It puts up the shot off the backboard as she was running out of time on the shot clock. Didn't make it, and now it'll be a first opportunity to have a look at Haney. Haney over the top gives it to Thompson. Thompson turning around, watching her closely with Zhao Ni. Passed across, eventually gets to Parker on the left-hand lane, and Parker 6 points for the game. 15-13.
Candace Parker was a late addition to this American squad. They had an initial squad, and she came in a late one, but, she's a good player. She's only a college kid still. Will play still in college next season. She really is impressive, both ends.
Zhao Yong setting up here, trying to wrong foot. The youngster in Haney goes back as the shot clock's running down, and Zhao Ni will make the shot. It was running out of time, and at the quarter time break, it is 15 points apiece. The USA versus the People's Republic of China, and it is, well, an interesting position because China have had the better of the running, in my opinion.
Yeah, they've probably dominated most of this one, so they probably deserve to be in front, but the Americans were tough late in the quarter, getting it up to, and keeping it close, and then a late goal, of course, there from the Chinese getting them in front. But, well, Cary Graff, it's kind of noisy here today.
That is.
Yeah, just a little bit noisy here. The kids are coming in to enjoy it, and they're getting a good game.
Yeah, they are. Look, I don't think the shooting's been that great so far, but the standard of play's great. It's physical. It's up-tempo. I've been really impressed with China's defense. You know, they've forced, you've heard the shot clock go off quite a few times down at the USA's end, and it's quality women's basketball, that's for sure.
Yeah, indeed it is. And Candace Parker, the American girl that came in off the bench, she is very impressive. She's still a college kid.
Yeah, she is. She was out injured last year with an ACL. I didn't get to see her play at all at Tennessee, but she's the talk of the US at college hoop. She's going to be a great, you know, WNBA and pro player, and she's shown signs now. She can go down in the block and shoot that turnaround over her right shoulder. She can attack your front of the basket. She's really impressive.
Yeah, as you said, the defense has played out 15-all first quarter. Defense, will it keep up that intensity, you think, for four quarters? Well, we're about to get
going. I don't know whether that was a siren or what's going on, but
teams are, well, the Americans are about to come back out with 16 seconds, but yeah, do you think they can keep that defensive pressure up?
I think so. I mean, certainly that'll be Tom Mars. You know, that's Tom Mars renowned for that. His teams are always great defensive teams, and I think that's their whole focus here is to really make every shot the USA get a tough one. And I think, you know, for the most part, they've done that. The US haven't had any wide open looks. You know, they've had maybe, I think, Katie Smith took an open three, one other maybe, but other than that, everything's been contested.
Yep, indeed. I'm sure it'll continue on that way. Thanks, Cary. We'll catch up with Cary later on, probably at halftime. We'll talk about some of it. Well, 15-all as we start the second quarter. China have the ball.
From the side, gets it immediately inside to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong pass around to Nan. Nan in the paint will find Li Wei, but the turnover happens as he hit the deck. Quick range over, and at the other end, it is Parker who picks up her 8th point of the game. She is showing plenty of class. Perhaps Coach Graff needs to do a bit of scouting here as they work around Nan, then back to Li Wei. Li Wei bounce pass into the paint, where it's Zhao Li. Zhao Li backs in, then out, then goes long across court to the right-hand elbow, where she finds Li Ji, and Li Ji will work into the paint, make the 2 points, and the foul was called on, well, it was called on Lawson, her first personal foul. So it will be Li Ji to try and make the extra, and that will be interesting. She does, brings it out to a 1 point ball game now. 18 plays 17, People's Republic of China leading the way. Now, Lawson just trying to drive through Li Yi. Goes left side, off over to Augustine, then back to Lawson. Augustine in the left-hand corner, now back into the paint. Lawson will make the shot. Ah, sorry, Haney will make the shot. And Haney picks up her first points of the day. USA back in front by one with 8:52 left to go on the clock. In the half, China setting up down low. Zhao Li works at the low post on the right-hand side, but a shot won't fall. But the pass from Thompson, well, was an indiscriminate one, and it will be Li Ji into Nan. Li Ji then back out to Zhao Yong, Li Ji, right side. Then back to Zhao Li at the top of the key. Travel was called on, well, no, shot clock. It must have been a foot violation.
Foot foul, yeah.
Yeah, foot foul there.
Yeah, I think it was just Parker stuck a foot out. Yeah. So the shot clock's been reset.
8 minutes 24 left to go in the half. 19-18. The USA lead by one. China inbound now to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong looking around, goes down the left wing, finds Zhao. Zhao goes back to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong tries to drive into the paint, kicks it off to Zhao Li. And Zhao Li has had the ball ripped away from her, that time by Thompson.
Yeah, and good defensive work from Thompson. Really got a handle on it, and Zhao Li tried to put it up. She couldn't. Thompson wasn't letting go. America get the ball back off a turnover.
Yes, Lawson to carry it back. But Zhao Yong not giving her any opportunity now. Really watching hard in defense. Gives it off this time to Augustus. Augustus over the top to Beard. Beard puts up the jump shot from the left-hand low post. Doesn't fall. And Zhao Yong will carry it back. Goes straight into Nan. Nan, oh, she's just missing easy opportunities. And the paint. Lawson carries it back. Kicks it right side this time to Augustus. Augustus gives it back to Haney. Haney then across court to Thompson. Thompson inside to Davenport, and Davenport will make the two. 21-18 as the USA start to build a three-point lead here, and the People's Republic of China are going to have to really start to work this one out.
A couple of defensive lapses that Tom Maher wouldn't have been happy about from China in the last couple of plays.
Nan's turnaround jump shot from the left-hand side is not made, but Zhao Li, she gets muscled to the ground. She was waiting for the call, but it wasn't there. Beard now goes over the top to Haney. Haney gets tripped up, and I think Zhao Yong will be called for her first personal foul. I remember her being a ferocious player 2 years ago when China was out here for the Opals World Challenge, and she certainly developed extremely well.
Yeah, indeed. Katie Smith is back in for America, and Zhao Ni is back in as well for China, as America will have the ball underneath their offensive basket with Augustus to inbound it to Thompson.
Thompson, turnaround jump shot is good, and Thompson will go to 6 points for the game. Down court, again in the hands of the big point scorer for China, Zhao Li. She hands it off this time to Li Ji. Li Ji, jump shot from just inside the three-point line is good and moves to 5 points for the game. 20, place 23. The USA lead by three as Alana Beard carries it back down the right wing, kicks it on to Augustus. Augustus now pulls up at the free throw line. Open look. She makes it. Her first 2 points for the game. Quick transition as, the ball almost lost that time by Zhao Ni. She comes back with it, gives it off to Li Ji. Li Ji in the paint, goes to Zhao Li. Zhao Li gets it back to Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni's shot doesn't fall, and Davenport comes up with a rebound, gives it to Beard. Beard drives into the paint, loses the handle on it, and coming back with it now, Li Ji. Long transition from Zhao Ni. Lousy, not able to pull it in. Tom Maher screaming, take a dribble to Zhao Yong, who immediately transitioned that ball down court.
Yeah, and Tom was not happy at all because she didn't dribble. She should have played a bit more with it. Lan's come back in for China, and Swin Cash is back in for the United States.
You have to love when there's a translator involved, because Tom's going off and you wonder if the translator gives it as much emotion. It's a
splash.
Brings it around to Augustus. Augustus into the corner. Will find Smith, and Smith picks up her first 2 points for the game. So Zhao Yong has Beard reaching. Beard's going to take it all the way down, and Beard will lay it in. 6 points for Alana Beard. Okay, so Zhao Yong's going to come out. And you can hear probably Coach Tom Maher in the background as Zhao Li gets it inside to Zhao Ni, but Zhao Ni's shot again doesn't fall. And at the other end, Davenport will put it in. 4 points from Davenport as the People's Republic of China trail by 11. The USA pulling out in that last section.
Yeah, the last few minutes have been all America. The Chinese defense has fallen apart. Some real good fast breaks. The Americans are just suddenly coming up with some good plays and quick baskets that have stretched the lead out. Boy, it was tight, 15 all at quarter time. But right now, We're about halfway through the second quarter, and it's well, an 11-point lead, which we wouldn't have expected. Candace Parker, leading scorer for America with 8. Tina Thompson's got 6. Alana Baird with 6. Great steal there at half court, where she reached around the Chinese girl, knocked the ball away from her. Easy layup, just ran away with it. And then Katie Smith finishing off another quick breakout. So the fast break. So going to get plenty of points, and the Americans have built a lead. Now they'll want to maintain that until halftime. We'll just check how much time there is here. About 5 minutes left till halftime. If the Americans just stay at 11 points in front, it will increase that. I think they've got the winning of this one.
Yeah. 3 referees in this game, and they've put the whistle away in the second quarter because we've got 1 team foul apiece in this quarter so far. So it has been extremely it's been extremely tough because we've seen more people hit the pine in this quarter than we had in the first quarter, but just less calls.
Yeah, I think the Americans have just picked up the pace as well, trying to make it into a faster game. Off the first basket, they do, and it's Zhao Yung with her first layup.
Yeah, Zhao Yung brings it down for the People of the Republic of China. They bring it back to a 9-point ball game. Beard drives through Zhao Yung this time, and Beard will pick up her first personal foul. Beard, 6 points for the game. Leading scorer is Parker for the USA on 8 points. For China, it's Zhao Li with 9 points. As it's 22-31 here at the IAS Arena. Opal's World Challenge and block shot that time by Augustus. Augustus getting the block shot that time on Lan. Goes down to Parker. Parker on the left-hand wing. Gives it off to Beard. Beard finds all by herself. Cash in the paint is Parker. She wasn't ready for the pass from Cash, and it's over the baseline. I think USA will get the ball back because it was last touch by China, looking to bring Nan back into the game when they get their next possession. Inbound pass goes to Cash, and the foul, has been called. Third personal foul now on Zhao Li, and considering she was the scoring option in the first quarter, it is not good news for Coach Tom Ma.
No, not to have her on 3 this early in the game. She'll be subbed out of there pretty quick.
Zhao Ni.
Yeah. Nan is back in as well.
Yeah, Zhao Ni comes out for Nan, and it looks like Li Ji will come in for Zhao Li. So Cash, I think, made the first one there. And the second. So she gets her first 2 points for the game as just looking to see who's coming out. You'd have to expect. No, Zhao Li didn't sit down. No one sat down yet. Or I've missed the change. There's only 5 out there.
Yeah, she must have just sat down while we were watching the free throws at the other end. But anyway.
No, she's still there. Anyway, yeah. Guan is out there now. Gets the ball from Lan. Lan then gives it to Zhao Li. Inside to Nan. Nan gets it back to Zhao Li. Zhao Li. Oh, beautiful pivot. Travel. Out travel. On the paint, but it was a
no
travel.
Basket.
Well, you heard what Tom Maher had to say there. And, well, I thought...
That's a camera, man.
Oh, and Sharon Arnold is going to have a word to Tom Maher there. Travis Haslam and Tom didn't have a great relationship in his tenures here at Canberra, and it looks like it's not continued into his stay with China. So Alana Beard, I thought the move was good myself, but it looked good even if it wasn't legal.
Yeah, it was a spectacular move. Yeah, oh, that's a fourth.
Now on Zhao Li. Just trying to say, it wasn't Cash that time with the ball. It was Augustine who just spun into her and was able to draw the foul.
Yeah.
That is going to, I think they're going to bring in a tall for Zhao Li.
They've got to do something real quick. Yeah, got to get her out of there. Smith, low post. Pass down inside. Swin Cash. Pass out of there for Beard.
Hit Beard's foot. She checked the shot clock. Saw she had 11 seconds. So doesn't have to rush as she sets the play. Cash puts up a good shepherd. Then it's Smith. Smith, pull-up jumper from just inside the three-point arc. Doesn't fall. Bringing it back down. Li Ji. Li Ji takes on Beard. And the shot won't fall. So I think Beard will get her second there. Wasn't in position as Li Ji went at the basket. And Liji will, well, she'll try to add to her personal tally of five. It's 33 plays 22, 11-point ball game. Second personal on Alana Beard. And China now make that substitution with Zhao Li sitting out of, sitting down now. Inbound pass from China. Lan goes inside to Liji. Liji down to Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni takes on the defense and the shots will fall. Zhao Ni, 6 points for the game. Nan just having a quick chat with Tom Ma about what he wants her to do down in the paint.
Yeah, well, taking Zhao Li out because four fouls means she won't be back for a long time. But, you know, he's probably got to change his plan a little bit now. She was their early scoring option. They will score the first nine for them.
Thompson comes in for cash as well as Zhao Ni makes the bonus.
She's got seven. And Cappy Poindexter, who was the second pick in the WNBA draft, is in for her first taste of basketball, going to Kerry Graff's old team, Phoenix.
Yes, as Smith now works her way around the defense, working the perimeter, gives the ball off to Augustus. Augustus goes back to Poindexter. Poindexter gets it inside to Thompson, and Thompson has been called. Oh, no, sorry. Thompson has got Zhao Ni on a big push out underneath the basket. So Zhao Ni will come into the game. Well, Zhao Ni will sit down and Dan will have her first minutes of the game. So.
Yeah, Thompson at the line. Yeah, Zhao Ni was only in for a second there and very quickly subbed out before Dan came back in. So, but Dan hadn't been in so far, so good choice to get some fresh legs in there for the last almost 3 minutes before quarter time. Thompson at the line.
Makes both. As Thompson now is moves to 8 points, equal leading scorer in the USA team with Parker now. And it will be bringing the ball back, Guan. Guan, bounce pass into Dan. Dan in the paint. Hook shot is good. Dan gets on the board quite quickly here.
Yeah, immediately getting a basket. So, yeah, that's what they would have wanted. This is, who's it? Guang, who will be called for her first foul.
So, foul being called that time. Not, I couldn't quite make out. It was
On Guang.
On Guan. So, Guan gets her first personal foul. And that puts USA into the bonus now, or puts China into five team fouls.
You went and mentioned that there was only one foul each, and bang, all of a sudden.
In 5 minutes, yeah, and then they found the P. At that call, they put the P's back in the whistle, I guess. And Poindexter makes both. USA out to a 10-point lead after it closed down to 8 points here for a moment. China working the ball through Nan, now on Guan. Goes off to Zhi Li. Zhi Li hits the deck after a shot. Guan charges in, and this time Guan's going to be called for her second personal foul. Opals World Challenge here at the AIS Arena. 2 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the half between USA and China in what has been an extremely entertaining game. Both teams taking this game extremely seriously. And, of course, they have to a few more meetings throughout season 2006. Smith goes to Thompson. Thompson inside to Parker, and Parker in the paint. Gets another 10 points for Parker for the game. 39th place, 27, 12-point lead to the USA. Nan down in the baseline. Oh, Parker just blocked the ball out of her hand, and eventually the ball will go over the baseline. Nan. Well, she's been complaining a little bit too much about the refereeing here. Long transition. Three-quarter length of the court pass down to Augustus. And Augustus will put it in. 4 points for her for the game. As Lan goes around the arc now to Dan. Dan on the left side gives it to Liji. Liji goes back to Lan. Lan gets it back to Dan, who works in the paint. She puts up a speculator, but that was not good work. Augustine's not going to be able to beat the pass. And we'll have a turnover once again at the other end. Coming in now, well, there's a 17, and I don't have a 17 on the team sheet here.
No, I think that's number 7.
That's supposed to be 7, is it?
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah, we had a few changes. I think Meow is 17.
Okay, we'll go with Meow in 17 as the timeout has been called. I'm assuming Tom Mars made that timeout, or called that timeout.
As he would not be happy with what's going on in this quarter. But once the Americans got that out to 11, the team, he caught them in for that timeout, did a real good job. They changed the way they were playing, slowed down the Americans, weren't giving up the fast breaks. Started to get a few calls out of the real referees, as Tom was calling them. But it was certainly a very good effort to get it back. But all of a sudden, in the last minute again, the Americans with a couple of fast breaks and banged the leaders back out to 14, 41-27. So right now, there's about a minute and 18 seconds to go till half time. The Chinese will want to finish the way they played that sort of middle section of this quarter, and hopefully get it down underneath the 10-point margin. But 41-27, America in front, and they are looking very, very good.
All right, well, 41-37 here at the AIS training hall. A minute 18 seconds here left to go in what has been like a halftime break in this timeout. I'm not sure what's happened there, but
the clock is certainly back to normal. So.
Yeah. Mao Guan, Lan Dan going back out for China. It's Smith, Parker, Augustus, Lawson and Thompson out there for the USA as China. Mao's just running this ball at full speed down the court as they want to get back into this game. Dan inside to Nan. Nan just cannot get it into the basket at the moment. Parker will carry it back for the USA. As she goes in to the left-hand lane, Thompson brings it into the paint. Oh, she puts up a shot. It's missed. Parker picks it up, and Parker will get 12 points for the game.
Yeah, Parker's been real impressive both ends. She's going to be a great player in the WNBA.
Mao tries to drive baseline, but I think she's dribbled the ball over the baseline that time, and the turnover will result. Tom Ma getting frustrated, but his Chinese team, with 44.3 seconds, they need to hold on here to the halftime break. So, as Pondexter working around, I think I said Lawson before, it's actually Pondexter, goes back to Thompson. Thompson left side to Smith. Smith drives in towards the basket. Layup is good. And Smith looking very confident there as she attacks the basket. 4 points for the game, 45 plays, 27, 18-point ball game. Guan with the ball in hand just over the half. Oh, good work. Pondexter slapping it out of her hand there. The USA not afraid to take on the Chinese players at all. There's no real fear. Pondexter looks like she might have hurt her hand. She was just wringing it out there after she went back into position. Inbound pass from Lan goes to Guan. Guan now gets a good screen from Nan. Three-point attempt rattles off the iron as it works its way down court, long from underhanded, just swoosh from Smith to go to the halftime break. USA lead China 45-27 here at the AIS Arena. Pro Opals World Challenge, game 5 of the challenge, the first game in the ACT. It's Schools Day, and as you can hear in the background, the school's teams really getting behind this event and putting on a great performance for the crowd. Of course, coming up later in the afternoon will be Australia versus the Chinese Taipei side.
Yeah, that'll be a game to look forward to, but this really has been a great contest. Admittedly, the lead right now at 18 points for the Americans is probably doing this disfavor to the Chinese team. They've played a lot better than being down by 18, and they've it's just been a great contest. Both teams really going at it. The second half should be a beauty. At halftime, Candace Parker, 12 points, will be the leading scorer for the Americans. Tina Thompson with 8, 6 for Katie Smith. Alana Beard with 6 as well. So the Canberra contingent there for the United States doing well, as we saw her during the WNBL season. While for the Americans, Xiao Li with 9 points, but four fouls. I'm absolutely amazed she stayed in there, especially once she had that third, but ended up with a fourth all of a sudden. Xiao Li with 7, and Li Xi with 5, their leading scorers. But yeah, the Americans have been playing their game, and when they've been able to, they've made the dent, and 18 points is the lead at half time.
Yeah, I know. Now, Coach Graff is working on the sideline here. Yeah, you're mixing a bit of music, but as you can hear through the cans, you're making it very hard for us to call the game.
Sorry, guys, I'll turn it down a little. This is called multitasking. It's a bit like coaching, really. It's, you know, trying to keep some stats with you guys, do a little bit of colour here, and get some music going to get these kids at school going.
I see your assistant coach, Peter Buckle, up there. He's brought his school along as well.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of the basketball people in Canberra, you know, in particular, have come out. They know the standard of this basketball. I mean, you get a chance rarely to see Australia v any of the international teams, and to see China and USA go at it this morning. I mean, it's Olympic standard basketball. It's not perfectly there yet, but I mean, this is sort of basketball you dream about watching.
It's you've seen China a few times over the years. Is this what you expected of China?
Yeah, look, Tom, I think, has really worked on their running game. I think their big players are certainly running the floor exceptionally well. I think defensively they're really solid. I like their ball pressure. I like their physicality. I think Tom's trying to get them play a little tougher. So, and traditionally Chinese teams are they physical? They're physical in a bitey, scratchy kind of way. You know, they'll play little tricks out there with body holds. But I'm really impressed with the way Tom Barr's got them playing.
Yeah, they're ranked 9th in the world right now. You're expecting, how would you think they'll go at the World Champs based on what we're seeing here?
Well, I mean, they've still got another 5 months to work together as a team. Tom Maher's got them 6 days a week, twice a day for the next 5 months. I mean, no other national team in that competition will get any preparation, anything like that. So, I mean, you know, they hung with the USC. They might be able to chip it back and get themselves back in this game here. But, I mean, I'd say right now China are an outside medal chance. But they're certainly a top eight team of the world champs. I can't see them not being in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, the Americans, though, I mean, look at this American team. It probably won't resemble much to the team that goes to the world champs. There's a lot of young kids.
Yeah, there is, but I tell you what, some of those young kids, they're going to push their way in. I mean, I can't imagine, on today's performance, you're going to have to go with that. My God, she's a superstar out of Tennessee, Candace Parker. She can flat out play. I can't see them not putting her on the team. And then you look at this team come up to the Beijing Olympics, I think quite a few of these young players are going to push their way into that team. I think the US, to a certain extent, are rebuilding somewhat. A lot of their older players won't play too much longer. And I think some of these, these are the stars of the future. Then you've got players like Sue Bird to come into the team, Diana Taurasi. I mean, the US could field three teams at the Olympic Games, and probably their third team could still get a medal.
Yeah, Cheryl Sweeps was part of the squad that couldn't come, but she'll obviously be there as well. So, there's some old heads, but some young, young talent coming through. Is Australia developing as well as the Americans are developing?
Well, I think we are as a nation, but we just don't have the depth. That's the thing. We don't have 280 million people, firstly, and it's, we've got netball to compete with against the athletes, rowing. There's other sports, but, they've just got such a great talent pool of female athletes, and in particular basketballers.
Yeah, three Australians picked in the WNBA draft last week, which was very good for Australia, of course, in the second round. Renee Camino, we've always had big raps on her. Jessica Foley, who was over at Duke and got picked up, and Marita Payne, who was at Auburn. So three Australians possibly into the WNBA as well.
Yeah, look, I think it just, it speaks for why we're probably, after the US, we're probably the most sought after, nation for imports, both into the WNBA and into European leagues. I think our players have a great game. They're great team players. They work hard. They've got a work ethic. They never quit. There's so many things to be said about Australian female basketballers, and that's why continually they get picked up in the WNBA draft. It's why they get offers to play in, all over the world. So I think it speaks volume for the AAS program here, for our ITC program that Basketball Australia run, and for the coaching and the playing standard of the WNBL.
Of course, we've seen the two top picks in the draft playing out here. we've seen a little bit more of Augustus than Pondexter, who's going to your old team in Phoenix.
Yeah, look, I mean, Pondexter will be a huge pickup for Phoenix. That's the thing we've lacked the last couple of years, was a starting point guard, and I think she's, you know, she's going to be able to really push that team along. And, you know, who was the other one you mentioned?
Augustus.
Augustus. I mean, she's a stud. You know, she can shoot the ball. She's a one-on-one type player. You know, I think they've both got a little ways to go. You know, they're not in the class of Parker, but I think those two players are going to be stars of the future as well.
Yeah, indeed they will. Well, 18-point lead at half-time. It was even at quarter-time. Are you surprised it's out to 18?
You know, I say I'm going to be surprised, but I'm not. That's what the USA do to you. You can be within 1 point, you turn around, and a minute later you're 10 down. You know, that's just the power of that scoring machine. You know, they can score inside, they can score out, they can, you know, defensively they can make some things happen where they'll just, you know, we saw Alana bid steal, you'll see, you know, someone block a shot and they get out to the races. So they're just, you know, their talent can swing the momentum so quickly. You know, they can light it up, you know, hit a three, get a steal, score, block something else, and suddenly, like I said, you're 10 points down.
Yep, indeed. Well, it's a big lead right now for the United States at halftime. Thanks, Kerry Graff. We'll let you get back to mixing the music.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kerry Graff there, who we'll catch up with later on in the game as well. At halftime, then, the United States are up by 18 over the Chinese. And as we said, later on, about an hour and a half maybe, we will see the Opals up against Chinese Taipei in the second match here of the Opals World Challenge. Four teams. It's going to be a lot of great basketball over the next couple of nights, of course, with games on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and the big one on Wednesday night that everyone's trying to get tickets for, USA up against the Opals. They played the other night. The USA had the victory. Local fans, of course, will be looking forward to seeing Lauren Jackson play later today. She may not, however, play because she has had a virus, and I don't know if the Opals will risk her and use her in any way, shape, or form this afternoon, besides cheering on from the bench.
Just had an interesting chat with Dale Barnes, who might be able to come over and join us a bit later on today. But just had a chat with Peter Buckle. He was saying that Coach Graff has found a niche mixing the music, and suggests that perhaps next season at the Caps he can mix the music and let him coach the team. So he's enjoying himself out there anyway. He's got the kids along, and an interesting situation. But Bucks wanted me to let you know that, Graffy. He reckons you found your niche in basketball.
I've had a few slip ups so far.
Well, here at halftime, it's 45 plays 27. We'll take a break on sportradio.com.au and be back with more in just a moment. Second half about to get underway here at the AIS Arena. This is sportradio.com.au. World Challenge USA versus China. And, I have one apology to make. I've been led astray. The 17 isn't a wrong jumpered meow, it is Ting Ting. So Ting Ting, yet to trouble the scorers, yet to draw a foul, but...
One turnover, so she is on there.
hasn't actually made an impact in the game so far, but, an interesting situation for the Chinese to be in here. 18 points down after they had the better of the running for the first 1.5 quarters, in my opinion, but the Americans just kicked it up a gear and have really gone to town on the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, the rebounding telling a story as well. Tina Thompson, 11 rebounds, and USA 25 to 16 on the rebounding is a big factor. And the shooting percentage, the United States have shot at about 58% from the field, which, because they've had a lot of layups, of course, helps that. 32% from the Chinese. The defensive pressure certainly showing up there. But, 10 turnovers by the Chinese as well at halftime wouldn't be pleasing Tom Ma. He'll be looking to give the final instructions before we start the third quarter to improve on some of those areas, step up the defense again to what it was in that first quarter when they did a great job at keeping it to 15-all. But the United States winning the second quarter 30-12 has certainly blown it out right now. We'll see what the Chinese can do here in the third quarter. The referees, well, they finally managed to turn that off.
Second half about to get underway here. It'll be Beard, Thompson, Cash, Smith and O'Reilly out there for the USA. That's their starting lineup from memory. Yep. And for the People's Republic of China, it is Zhao Wei. No, sorry, it's not. It's Li Wei, Zhao Yong, Li Xi, Nan, and also Zhao Li on four fouls. That's the important one. USA with the ball, and it's Cash working around the perimeter. Inside going off to Thompson. Thompson double teamed, yet leaves Cash unattended at the top of the key. Cash shot hits the front of the iron, and it will be Li Wei who comes up with the rebound, gives it on to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong goes left side to Li Wei, working down the left wing. Back across to Nan at the top of the key. Back to Li Wei. Now into the corner. Zhao Li looks to set up. Goes to fake a drive. Nan goes back around the perimeter through Nan. Then off to Li Wei. Li Wei hands off to Zhao Li. Zhao Li has to put up the shot on the buzzer. It doesn't get up in time. And the USA will get the turnover.
Yeah, defensive pressure from both sides so far. Another start defensively. Katie Smith knocked out of bounds.
Zhao Li, extremely lucky there. She just absolutely shoulder charged Smith. I'll eventually get the name out. It's an inbound pass. Goes Beard, then to Thompson, then to Cash. Cash puts the ball on the ground, drives into the paint. No options there. And it will be Li Wei who comes up with the ball. Li Xi then carries it down the left wing, back to Li Wei, then Li Xi again. They're working it out amongst themselves, down to the baseline. We'll find Nan. Nan then kicks it back to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong looks to pull it back, sets up again. 7 seconds left, drives the left-hand lane, pulls up the elbow, puts up a shot which was short, and the rebounding, Riley gives it off to Alana Beard. Beard now, the shot blocked by Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong, though, can't go back after it. Beard comes up with it, gives it to Riley, to Smith. Smith's shot doesn't fall, and Nan comes up with the rebound. 45 plays 27 here with 8 minutes and 18 seconds left to go on the clock. It's a right side. Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong looking around. Bounce pass inside to Zhao Li. Zhao Li backing into the paint. Goes off. Oh, Thompson is just a bit too rough and already there.
The arm.
Yeah, two personal fouls for Thompson now. And Zhao Li, well, she'll go to the line.
Yeah, Zhao Li certainly taking a bit of... I don't think too many coaches have sent a player back in at halftime with four fouls, especially a key player. But, the Australians have arrived for their game. They're standing over in the tunnel over there. Lauren Jackson in her tracksuit. Be interesting to see where they do use her because I don't think they really need her. Zhao Li makes the first of the free throws, 10 for the game.
Well, that's Macarena Civis there, isn't it? So I guess she's not going to be playing or hasn't got changed yet.
Yep, we'll wait and see.
Shots count from as we...
Zhao Li.
Yeah, Zhao Li picks up the tube from the free throw line. Cash has the ball down the other end as Beard goes left side to Smith. Smith pull up from the arc and she moves to 6 points for the game as the ball's carried back now by Li Wei. Li Xi almost has Cash steal the pass that was heading for Li Zhao Li. But it is Zhao Li. Then into the paint goes Nan. And Nan will come up. Her first points of the game from Nan, the tallest player on this Chen Nan. Tallest player and probably one of the most experienced too. As Smith drives down the right-hand lane. And this time it is Nan who will pick up her second foul as she just knocks Smith off her feet. Such is the physicality of this game. Timeout called by Tom Ma as his team need to once again have a chat. They've closed the deficit, but only by two. USA lead by 16 points, 47 plays 31.
Yeah, it is a good start. This is like the first quarter. Defensive at both ends of the court, both sides really going at it. And bang, bang, it's not much scoring going on right now, 47-31. China need to keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. It's the only way they're going to close this gap down, and they've off to a good start as the crowd get into YMCA. And yet the Aussie, the Opal's over there. I'd say she might not be playing. No. All the rest of the girls are in their track suits.
But of
course, they have got a bit of an extended squad. And Erin Phillips didn't play up in Cairns. She was had a bit of a virus. Lauren didn't play the first game because she's had a virus as well. So they have got a bit more of a squad than 12, and they can only dress 12 for this game.
Yep.
And so there'll be a couple of players. McInerney will be one of them, looks like, who's going to not play here this afternoon. But Erin Phillips is there, ready to go as well. There's Lauren Jackson.
Yeah, Harley, Tully all suited up. And yeah, the Canberra connection. The Canberra fans will love that. Coming back out to the floor, it's Cash, Beard, Thompson, Smith, and also Riley. And for China, it's Zhao Yong, Li Wei, Li Ji, Zhao Li, and Nan. As Smith is at the free throw line. At the moment, it's a good foul because she hasn't added to the score. With one shot to come, puts it up. This one's all, oh no, hits the side of the iron. It looked good for length, but it all comes to nothing as the turnover is forced immediately. And Thompson will pick up another 2 points. Thompson, 10 points for the game. Leading scorer is still Parker on the floor with 12 points. As Nan down in the baseline, oh, she just kicks the ball out. Smith gets muscle over the sideline, gets a pass off to Beard. Beard gives it to Cash, and Cash drives down two loops around the hoop. And a Cash will pick up another 2 points. Her first field goal for the game, Cash. 4 points for the game as China bring it back down. Zhao Li gives it back to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong drives, tries to go past Beard. Beard's chopped into her, and Beard will pick up her third personal foul. That's probably something that Coach Graff taught her. Donovan's having to work it out of the game now.
Yep.
It's not fair. We're picking on Graffy and she's not mic'd up.
Yep. She'll get you back later.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Kara Lawson back in for the United States. And the Chinese have made a couple of changes. Guang's one of them. He's just come back in.
Bounce pass across the baseline. Now Li Wei trying to work it out. Gets to the left elbow. Then finds Nan on the baseline. Then goes to Zhao Li. Zhao Li trying to go back into Li Wei. But Li Wei just had the ball deflected away from her. And China will have it. 10 seconds on the shot clock left. 6 minutes 20 left to go in the third term. As China versus the USA. Inbound ball. China trailing by 20 here. In the third quarter, Zhao Li gets it outside to Lan. Lan puts up the three-point attempt. It hits the iron, ricochets off, and Riley comes down with it, gives it through Lawson, then on to Cash. Cash gets a good screen from Thompson that time. She works in the paint, picks up the dribble, and will make the shot. Cash, 6 points for the game. So down at the other end, it's already transitioned. Li Wei works into the paint, puts up the shot. It doesn't drop. 22 points is the lead for the USA as they are accelerating away still here at the AIS Arena. This time it's Riley who puts up a little, Harley-esque hook shot as she goes to 3 points for the game. 24 points is the difference. 55 plays, 31, and Ann Donovan can ring some changes now. Parker coming into the game.
Riley sat down.
Dan comes in along with Yuan, Lan, and also Dan is back. No, sorry, that's not Dan. That is, pick it up in a sec. It's trying to have the ball in attack. It goes up. Li Ji puts up the shot. It doesn't fall. Cash comes up with it. Lawson will carry it back down the right wing. Lawson goes back to Cash. Goes to Thompson. Thompson's pass gets blocked, but Parker's good enough to get back to it. Her shot doesn't fall, though. And Thompson is, it's Lawson mugged on the baseline. Guan will pick up her third personal foul. So
Second? Yeah.
Oh, I had it down for a three.
Two up on the board up there,
right.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
That probably means I'm one foul out on the game, but it doesn't matter. I've been wrong before. At least it's not points this time.
As Augustus comes back in
for Cash. So Augustus comes in for Cash as the USA will have the ball from the baseline. looking to inbound it now, goes to Smith outside the perimeter, goes back inside to Augustus. Oh, Augustus falling to the ground, puts up a shot, almost makes it. It was tapped away that time by Dan on the rebound over the baseline, and we'll have a USA ball again with a 24-second shot clock. So inbound pass, Lawson goes to Augustus, Augustus to Parker. Parker finds Thompson in the paint. Parker unmarked really there. And Thompson, I should have said unmarked there. And she picks up 12 points for the game. At the other end, Guan. Guan goes right side to Li Ji. Li Ji drives into the paint, has the ball slapped Smith. Away by Smith. Guan gets it back. Now goes to Zhao Li for the points, and an 18-foot jump shot is a good. Zhao Li picks up another 2 points. She moves to 13 for the game, as it looks like Zhao Ni wants to come in. USA, Augustus gets into the paint. Her shot is long off the back of the iron. She fights for the rebound, gets the second chance. The shot's going to be counted, and she will go to shoot the extra. Who's that foul on, Marco? Looks like it might
13. Dan.
Be on Dan, her first personal foul. And Dan, well, Zhao Li will sit down after making that shot. And coming in will be Zhao Ni. So Augustus.
Boy, there's a lot of movement off the benches. It's hard to keep up with.
Augustus misses the free throw, though. And it will be China who bring the ball back through Guo, then Zhao, then Li Ji. Li Ji, turn around in the paint. Zhao Ni can't get it away. Goes to Dan. Goes back now to Li Ji. Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni can't put up the shot. It's been stolen by the number one draft pick in the WNBA in Augustus, who gives it off to Lawson. Lawson's shot doesn't fall. Augustus does the rebounding, but in the wrestle for the ball, it's over the sideline. People's Republic of China touch it last. And here's a problem. Who's the 16? So we need to find that score sheet again because we've got another change. I haven't seen an 18, so I'm going to put a 16 in here. And I need to know who it is. And, of course, Graffy's using the score sheet. So.
Using the back of it.
Yeah. All right, it's Lawson now going inside. But it's tapped away that time to Parker. Getting in. A holding foul is going to be called against Smith. And
Li Ji. No? Yeah.
Yeah, holding foul against Smith on Li Ji.
First on Smith.
It's a first personal foul on Smith. So China will bring the ball back. Now hopefully 16 doesn't get the ball. And of course she does now. Okay. Goes left side. Gives it off to Lan. Lan gives it back to the 16, the mystery player.
Shah.
And Shah puts up a shot. Doesn't fall down. Smith gets stolen again. This time Guan. Guan goes into the paint to Shan. Shan can't control it, and it will be Augustine who comes back with it. Oh, body's on the line again as the intercept. Oh, looks like holding a knee this time is Guan. Guan taking a time as another change being run here. Zhao comes back into the game now for Lan. Lan will sit down. Zhao will come back in. So Shao. USA lead by 26 points, 59-33 here at the AIS training hall, at the AIS arena. And Sean puts up another shot. It doesn't fall. It's Lawson kicks it up to Augustine, who almost got rugby tackle that time by Guan. Didn't put her off. Augustus goes to the line after making the two, and she will shoot the bonus now. That will be another foul. I would make it three personal now. On Guan. Guan is, Guan is there. 64. I've missed the score here somewhere, Mark.
Yeah. We'll try and catch up with that at three-quarter time, but Augustus made the free throw.
Yeah, she definitely did. So
64-33. 2:34 to go till three quarter time.
Yeah,
Defense from Parker, another steal.
Yeah, she's racking them up here as Lawson goes back inside. We'll have a jump ball. The arrow favours the USA.
China.
No, fairly. Favours China, all right. And we'll see Kristen coming in for Smith, who's been out there for a long time, as timeout called that time by the USA. And, well, interesting game. It's been plenty of pace.
It's frantic, the pace up and down in the last few minutes. But the defensive pressure from America, they are really coming up with some big stops. Quick outlet passes and fast breaks are getting baskets for them at the other end. And the Chinese can't stop them. And that's what's causing this lead to blow right out. I mean, 64-33, nobody would have expected this sort of margin. And it's been a great performance then from the United States to build this lead up. Tina Thompson with 12. Candace Parker also at 12 leading scorers. Katie Smith's up to 10. Simone Augustus with 9. Swin Cash has got 6. Alana Baird with 5. Zhao Li with 13 is the leading scorer for China. Zhao Ni with 7. 5 for Li Ji. But they just haven't got enough production out of all of their team. And it's certainly been hurting them overall out there in this one. And right now, you've got to just hand it to the Americans who are just been too good. That's about all I can say. Is about the only way you can describe this. It's been a good performance from the Americans, defensively and offensively. And I guess having the extra few days together. They flew into Cairns the day before their first game. It is a new squad. They got to get used to each other as well.
All right, 64 to 33 as China will have the ball as we restart play. Shaw has it driving the left lane. She puts up a shot. Still, she can't get the glab wrap off the top of the iron. It'll go inside again as the rebound stays in China's possession. And that time the shot was put up by Dan. Didn't fall. That Chaw gets it back. She tries to put up the shot. And unfortunately for the USA, fortunately for China, it's Augustus who gets her first personal foul. So, inbound ball from the side goes to Shaw. Underneath there's all by herself. And
there is some plastic above that. I reckon
China cannot find a way to the basket. I reckon if you're looking for a replacement for Tali Bevilacqua in her floor sliding ability, Li Ji, she has hit the pine as often as what Tali Bevilacqua would do in a season so far in this game. She has been on the turf as much as up on it.
Well, she's got a bandage on the left knee at least.
I'd imagine so. It is Lawson who brings the ball back. Bounce pass off to Parker. Parker gets a good screen that time from Davenport. Kicks it outside to Kristen. Kristen all over the ball. She loses the handle on it. It goes back in the backcourt, but it was touched by China. Goes back to Augustine. Augustine's pass was a bit too hot for Davenport, who eventually goes back to it, but it can't fall. They've got Glabrak on both sides of the court now as Lawson will set up once again. Lawson setting up on the left side. Goes to Parker at the top of the arc. Screened by Davenport. Davenport rolls into the key. How long is she going to be allowed to camp there as the foul is being called this time on Shaw?
We're going to have a bit of a floor wipe as well right now. It'll be Parker going to the line. Zhao Ni has come back in for China. And it will be Parker at the line. We're just wanting to clear up a couple of spots on the floor. There was that tangle just back here about half court. Three players went to the ground. So they just want to give that a bit of a wipe. Yep, they're happy with it. So Parker will free throw line.
Has been a fantastic game here in the World Opals Challenge. Parker just missing the first there.
Yep.
And second is all net. So I've got Parker on 13, Mark.
13, yep.
As Parker makes the second of the free throws. Guan brings the ball down, goes across court to Dan. Dan gets it on to Li Ji. Li Ji gets it inside to Zhao Ni. And Zhao Ni, fouled by Parker. And a wry call from Tom Ma saying, finally, he feels his girls have been a tad hard done by. And, that's a surprise, a coach thinking their team's been hard done by. And so Zhao Ni will go to the line. I'm glad you're calling the Chinese Taipei side today, Mark.
Well, actually, three of the girls have got the same surname, so
that means you have to
make
use,
it easier.
That means you have to use a Christian name and the surname. It just gets harder for you. First was made by Zhao Ni. Second is good as well. So 35 plays 65, 30 point ball game here. Don't know what I'm thinking. As Lawson brings it back here, the AIS Arena coming up later today. This Australia versus Chinese Taipei as Parker turnaround jump shot in the paint is good. And a whistle on the play after the jump shot. Davenport just speaking to Sharon Arnold. Not sure what the whistle was for there, but it will be...
It may have been delay of game, just hitting the ball away or something. Didn't actually see it. That's probably what it was.
Guan now brings the ball back. Last 30 seconds for the third term. Li Ji puts up a three-point attempt. It doesn't fall. And Augustus kicks it on immediately to Kristen, who will have the shot not made. It looked like a layup that should have gone in, but unfortunately it wasn't to be.
Probably the first layup they've missed all game.
Yes, it works around Guan. Now we'll go back to Dan. She's running the clock down. 8 seconds left. Goes to Li Ji. Li Ji works around, puts up the shot. Oh, it was a bad one in the end. Parker was under the basket. The shot didn't go above basket height. And at three-quarter time, it is a 32-point ball game. 65 plays 35 here at the AIS Arena, USA versus the People's Republic of China. And, well, we might see if Coach Graf will be able to have a chat to us once again. When you're hearing Skippy, the reason why the kids are going wild, well, Lauren Jackson and Coach Graf just having a bit of a tete-a-tete across the court.
Yeah, I don't think Lauren liked the choice of music. She was signaling, get rid of it or something.
I thought Lauren was telling us she should be playing the music herself, not playing it off. But the reason you can hear the Skippy song in the background is some Basketball Australia officials and AIS officials running around on one of the carts, throwing out one of the sponsors of the Canberra Capitals is Bottles of Australia. And they've got some, I think they're Opals bottles, or are they Capitals bottles there they're tossing out?
They are gold, so you'd hope they're Opals bottles, judging by the way they're going in the crowd. Kids are loving it.
They are indeed, and they're getting some good throws out there. As Coach Graf, well, she'll give us perhaps her thoughts on three-quarter time. I was also hoping we might be able to get Jeff Tripp here as well. But Graffy, well, you know, you've become a star here on the music, and even Lauren is giving you some advice now.
Yeah, I don't know what she wants me to play. She probably wants me to play some dance trance or something, I'm not sure, but it we figured we have to give it an Australiana theme, so Skippy the Bush Kangaroo, you can't get much more Australian than that.
And it was appropriate as the girls were just heading back into the chain sheds.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Opals all had a little chuckle over the Skippy tune, so if it brings a smile to the Opals, I'm happy about that.
Yeah, indeed. We're about to start, 32-point game. Bang, the Americans really have built on that lead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with the US. They can just, you know, put the pedal to the metal and you look around. You know, I was saying earlier that you look around, you're 10 down. You can look around and suddenly you're 25 down. And, you know, I'm not sure that, I think Tom Maher right now would be just trying to restrict the blood flow. They did that a little bit, I think, in that quarter. But, you know, once the US get out on the break, they're hard to stop. So, you know, if Tom can try and hold these guys, try and keep it under 80 and get themselves up over 50 to keep it respectable.
Yep, indeed they will. So we're about to get going. You better get back into doing what you're doing best tonight.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Kara Graf there, who is playing it, helping with the music and the ground announcing here as the teams are back out, ready to start the final quarter. It will be China with the ball in the backcourt, and it is going to be Li Ji with the inbound pass. As some full court pressure was put on them, she got it back into Guang, and they get into the front court. Guang gets back from Li Ji, back to Li Ji, looking to use first point game. First ball drives around the lane, layup. Oh, great help out defense from Augustus on the back as Xiao Ni was going in for the layup, and no points for the Chinese as the USA have their first possession for the quarter. And it's Tina Thompson's little shot inside. It's tipped in by Augustus. Does it at both ends of the court.
Yeah.
Start the fourth quarter.
Zhao Ni just couldn't quite get the reject on at that time. But Zhao has the ball stripped from her. About four girls again. Just again. Well, Augustus was in there with Lawson and also Thompson. They are defending like a true world champion side as Thompson has been, has been given the foul on the 14 of Zhao Ni. So Zhao Ni will pick up her second personal foul, and that will send Thompson to the line. Thompson's had a strong game as well. We're going to speak to a few of the American girls. We will try to speak to some of the Chinese girls as well. Now, if we do the Chinese girls in Chinese, that might upset our English speakers, but I'm sure Chinese listeners who are multilingual or more multilingual than us will enjoy it.
Yep, my Chinese is very, very limited. Thompson made the first free throw, makes the second. She, of course, from the Houston Comets, where a little Australian will be hitting Renee Camino, taken by them in the draft.
Left side goes around from Nan to Guan, and Guan has made a big three-point attempt, her first points.
That's the first three of the game, either side, I'm sure.
Unbelievable, but she pumped the air when she made the shot, that was for sure. Inside to Thompson to Augustus, it rattles around the arc, taken by Zhao. Zhao will go back, gives it to Li Ji. Li Ji down the left wing, brings it down. She could go all the way here. She pulls up the baseline as the foul, I think, was called on the Kristen.
10, yep.
Yeah, number 10, of course, Shamika Kristen. Is getting her first personal foul. No, I've got her as three personal fouls already.
Yeah, she got three up there, yep.
Yeah, so that'll be her third. As, Li Ji gets something in her eye and then passed off to Nan.
Yeah, I think she got an accidental finger in the eye.
Nan, well,
15's
called for the foul. That is the first personal foul I've got on Parker. Oh, sorry, on Davenport. And that will give Nan a chance to add to her total of two. 67. Oh, I've got 71 plays 38, so I'm missing a lot here. 71 plays 38.
Misses the first free throw.
Second one from Nan. She makes it, so she goes to 3 points for the game. Mark, you need to help me out here as we need to square up my score sheet. As Lawson works down the left lane. Lawson bounce pass across to Augustus. Augustus there, watched by Li Ji, then has to roll off as Nan takes her, kicks it backwards to Lawson. Lawson gets Thompson asking for it, top of the key. Inside is Davenport. Davenport banks it in off the glass, and Davenport, might count, will go to 6 points for the game.
She's only got four.
She's only got four, I got it for six.
Oh, yeah, I got it down as four, but then immediately Kristen's come up with her first basket as well. They turned it over off the inbound pass. So Kristen's, I've got her down for her first.
Yep,
two.
I do indeed. Well, that makes my score sheet even worse if I take two off.
I've got Davenport. Smith with 10.
Smith with 10. 10.
That'll fix a few.
Okay. That gets me to 4 points off what it should be. This is Li Wei. Zhao Li is back into the game. Yuan. Also out there is Zhao. Zhao stripped of the ball. And again, Augustus comes up with it. Bounce pass down the line at the baseline. It was Lawson. A big block on Cash by Nan. Then it goes back out to Lawson. Back across to Kristen. Kristen to Augustus. Augustus on the baseline is Davenport. Davenport shot off the glass was a bit too hard. She gets another rebound with 3 seconds to go. She puts it in again. Davenport, 6 points for the game.
Quick transition at the other end. Who is it? Number eight.
Yeah.
Li Ji with seven.
Li Ji.
Seven, yep.
Yeah, she's doing well. 13 points is the highest scorer. That's our Li of China. On the floor, 15 is Parker with the most of any scorer. As the subs being run now, coming out is Haney and also Riley.
Back into the game, yep. Well, Augustus has got 11.
Tom Maher walks over and says, what's the timeout situation? Cove Grass says, you can't have any more. And he wasn't listening to her either. So Zhao Li goes in. So Nan on the baseline, right side, she makes it, it's all net, and now they're starting to fall for her. Unfortunately, it's late in the game with 6 minutes, 43 seconds left. Cash gets the ball at the other end, kicks it back to Riley. Riley's shot is all net from the free throw line. I make Riley 4 5 points for the game.
Yep.
79, plays 43, 6:30 left to go. As Zhao bounces it off the foot of Kristen, then it gets into the hands of Liwi. Zhao Li gets it back from Nan, drives into the paint. Oh, shot doesn't go, ricochets off the iron. It was in the hole for a moment. Then Cash, well, missed the cutout from Haney. Then goes off to Lawson, back to Haney, now to Kristen. Kristen bounce pass inside, goes to Riley. Riley gets it back to Haney, and I think that's Haney's fourth point for the game. 81 plays 43 as a number of changes about to be made here for the People's Republic of China. Nan drives to the elbow right side. Zhao Li puts up a three-pointer, and it's the Chinese that go for the big scores now. I guess they have to as they're trying to come back. 45 plays 81 as Cash misses the layup at the other end, and now Guan has to bring it back. She kicks it backwards, goes to Li Ji. Li Ji gives it to Zhao Li. Zhao Li goes back to Li Ji. Li Ji gets a screen from Zhao Li, then drives into the paint. Oh, the bounce pass just wasn't ready for Nan. Nan's just limping a fraction here as the subs come in. Zhao sits down for Ting Ting, and Guan sits down for Zhao Yong. So Riley goes inbounds to Haney. Haney has got to bring it back up, gives the thumbs up there as he calls the play at the point. Zhao Yong looking, watching it closely, but Kristen will get the ball working around the perimeter to the left side. Inside, Riley almost had the ball stolen away from it by Li Ji. She puts up a shot in the end, it doesn't fall. She goes back after it, puts up a second shot, doesn't come down. Zhao Li gets the pass away. It was tapped away by Haney, but Zhao Yong gets it back, goes off to Li Ji, then back to Zhao Li, then to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong inside in the paint to Zhao Li. Zhao Li goes out to Nan, and Nan will put down another two-pointer. So Nan goes to 7 points for the game, and it's 81 plays 47. The USA just not finding as easy to the basket now, as Coach Ma runs his changes and gets closer to a starting lineup. Zhao Yong gets her second personal foul. Second personal on Zhao Yong.
I don't think we've seen Lan tonight.
Lan we have in the five. Yep, she's been out there a couple of times. As Riley gets the ball to Cash. Cash on the right-hand lane goes inside to Haney in the paint. Haney puts up the shot, and Haney goes to 6 points by my count for the game. So 83 plays 47 on the official scoreboard. As it's Zhao Yong goes down the line to Nan. They've played together for a number of years now. Zhao Yong inside to Zhao Li. Zhao Li out to Nan. Nan goes for the shot. Zhao Li comes up with a rebound, but it's tapped away from her and eventually comes up into the hand to Pondexter, who's into the game now for the USA. Pondexter gives it off to Haney for three off the front of the iron, and Nan does the rebounding.
One of the first threes the Americans have put up at all tonight.
Yeah, they've been very disciplined, haven't they? And they've found room inside to be able to play that way. Nan drives down, tried to kick it back out to Ting Ting, but it wasn't to be. Pondexter down at the other end puts up a shot from the left-hand lane. Riley going after the ball hard, keeps it in play on the baseline, gives it to Cash now, who'll set up. Tom Maher is animated as ever. As animated as ever, I should say. Bounce pass from Pondexter to Cash. Cash tries to find a hard cutting Haynes at the baseline. Doesn't fall, but has drawn the foul from... So it'll be a first personal foul on Ting Ting. Ting Ting gets her first personal foul as... Timeout call by Tom Ma. Looks like coming into the game will be Dan. Not sure who she'll be coming in for, but I guess Nan. Well, that'd be my best guess. Yep. She'll come in for Nan, Chen Yan. But Chen Nan and Song Yao Yong have been in this Chinese team for a long time. They've got a good combination, but tonight it's not working.
No, the Americans have done a really good job defending it, and they kept Nan out of it for such a long time. She's got a few points this quarter, but prior to that, there wasn't much happening for her at all. And she's finally getting some baskets and helping them out, but a little bit too late, 83-47. The Americans just look too good. Candace Parker's about to come back in as well for the Americans to continue on doing the great job. But some of those baskets, the ball just wouldn't drop. Looked like it was so easy for her, you know, but the ball just ain't going to drop. Funny thing is, I was reading something the other day. The size of the actual hoop, you can fit, I think it's about three basketballs overlapping inside it. It's, you know, it might look small sometimes, but you can fit the ball in there a few times together, so... There shouldn't be any excuse, but there is.
Well, the Moulton not falling as easily as it had done at the beginning of the game. Inbound pass, Kristen gets it for the USA as we come out of this timeout with 3 minutes, just under 3 minutes left to go in the game. Over the top was Pondexter going to Parker. Parker, bounce pass across to Pondexter, cutting baseline. And, oh, Zhao Li, she tried to lock it up there but got stripped. Parker gets the points to count, and she will shoot from the line. I've got her for 17, and she'll have the shot to come.
They are just putting heaps of defensive pressure on full court, and they've come up with a few strips there where the Chinese have been unable to get the ball and flick it out from underneath once they've got a defensive rebound.
It has been a tough night for the Chinese national side, as I don't think she made that one. 85 place 47 here at the AIS Arena. Working is China. Zhao Li, shot is from the side short. It's been rebounded by Dan. Dan gets mugged, and I'm not sure you could raffle the foul there between a couple of them. It will be going against Pondexter, who'll pick up her first personal foul.
Yep.
So Pondexter with 2 points for the game. I've got Beard with six.
Haney six.
Cash six. Yep. Lawson yet to trouble.
Yep.
Augustus nine. 11. Kristen, Augustus 11. I'll give her another two then. As we play at the baseline, the USA making it very difficult for China to get the ball in, and they have affected the turnover. So Parker will bring it in. So then Kristen on two. Thompson 12.
14.
Thompson on 14.
That should even up.
That should get me 85 plays, 48, 37 points the difference here as Pondexter goes left side to Kristen. Kristen now looking around, goes right side to Riley. Riley puts up the shot, it's short on the iron, but doing the rebounding is Pondexter, gets it back to Kristen for three. Again, it's short on the iron as they get used to these AIS Arena rings. Covering it down, Zhao Yung. Zhao Yung goes quickly inside, but the ball is blocked as the fast break was stopped when Zhao Ni tried to put up the shot. Again, blocked away by Parker. China to get the ball. Ting Ting to inbound it now. 1 minute, 51 seconds left to go in the game five of the World Opals Challenge. And the foul has been drawn, I think, on Kristen. So Kristen's fourth personal foul. Don't know if they'll sit it down with a minute 49 left to go in the game. Let a foul out. It's not going to affect. I don't think there's any foul out rules against players who get fouled out, can't play in the next game or anything like that.
No
nothing like that. That'd be a bit too sophisticated for me to handle.
Jiani makes the first. And the second. She's got 11.
11 points for the game for Zhao Ni as Pondexter. Pondexter looks like she's a pretty good find as well. Although the United States team not short of a pool to draw from with the amount of women playing basketball over there. Pondexter gets it back from Riley, drives into the elbow right side, gives it to Parker. Parker goes back to that elbow, shots in and out, and it will be Zhao Ni who comes up with it, immediately gives it on to Lan. Lan brings the ball down the left wing. Parker watching her, trying to strip it from her. She has to bounce pass in. She gets the foul called against
Ruth Riley.
Riley will get her third personal foul.
Riley can't believe that because Zhao Ni actually grabbed her arm and pinned it in there, and just as the ball was coming in, released it, and Riley was...
Tom Margo, she never fouls. Anyway, it's Zhao Ni who
misses the
first. 85 place, 49, 35 points the difference in what has been a hugely entertaining game, no doubt about that. Second shot's in the air now, it's all net. And it's 85 place, 51, 34 points the difference. As it is, Pondexter will bring the ball down for the USA. Pondexter isolated a bit. Parker's found free, but she couldn't see it. Goes to Kristen. As Shamika Kristen gets the ball inside to Riley. Riley puts up the shot. She did it through heavy traffic. And Riley will go to 7 points for the game. 87 plays, 51 here at the AIS Arena. Now it is Ting Ting goes back to Dan. Dan nails a long range two. And Dan goes to 4 points for the game. 53 China, 87 USA. As Ting Ting watching Pondexter round the arc through Parker to Haynes. Haynes now gets it on to Kristen. Kristen's shot doesn't fall. And Ting Ting immediately gets it on to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong down the court gets it to Lan. Lan holds up on the right wing. Then it goes back to Dan. Dan gets it off to Zhao Yong. Zhao Yong inside to Zhao Ni. Zhao Ni gets knocked over, and Pondexter will pick up her second personal foul. 34 points of difference, 87-53 here with 13.2 seconds left to go on the clock.
Yep, I think the winner was decided a long, long time ago, but it's been quite a good game, a lot better than the scoreboard has looked. You wouldn't believe there's been this much of a margin between the two sides. Yeah, he makes the first of the free throws.
Shot doesn't make it, so the USA with 9 seconds left to go. Pondexter gets trapped, double team. They don't want the USA to score again. Pondexter will crash through, and the ball's over the baseline with 1.5 seconds. China will get last use. They go long. What will Land do? A shot's in the air. It's not going to make it. And the USA are victorious, 87-53 here at the AIS Arena in Game 5 of the World Opals Challenge. It started up in Cairns on Friday night. Here on Monday afternoon, America stays victorious, or unbeaten, I should say, here in the World Opal Challenge. And China now have lost both their games to the USA. And
and the Chinese will play the Australians tomorrow.
Yep.
And that will certainly be the big game tomorrow night, because Chinese Taipei are just not quite in the league of these other three sides.
No.
But great performance from the Americans to win it very comfortably in the end by 34 points. They were very, very good and very dominating. So, yeah, we're waiting now. The Australians about ready to come out and start warming up for the next game.
Well, we might take a break here. Oh, no, Graffy might be ready to have a quick chat to us and to give us her final thoughts on the game. Tom Ma, don't know if he's got time to talk because he's walking over looking for a score sheet.
Yeah, but, I think he wants to have a look at the stats.
He's
going to
give Travis Hadlam and the rest of the referees. Hey, Sharon Arnold gives him a cuddle. But, Tom, don't know if you've got time to have a quick chat.
1 minute, so Mark. Well, Tom, how do you rate that performance after playing the American the other night? Was that a better performance than your team, or how do you rate it?
It wasn't a better performance, but they played better. We were just a bit intimidated, but we missed 20 points of each. You know, I think they should have won by 25. So, you know, we just have to get a little bit more solid and realize we can make those shots. There was two block shots in the game. We acted like there was 30 block shots, so we've just got to finish it and learn from that. And, you know, I'm not so disappointed. We're just beaten up, but we can get a lot better.
Yeah, well, you got the Opals tomorrow night, so that's your next big challenge.
Yeah, it's a big challenge, and they're a really skillful team. They're not as physical as the Americans, so it sort of makes it like less of a gladiator contest. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Well, thanks, Tom. We'll let you go. Tom Ma there, the coach now, of course, with the Chinese team, gone across there to help them. And we've seen the influence of Tom Ma on this side, this Chinese side. Their defense at times was very, very good. The Americans were just a little bit too good and were able to break out. But, yeah, the Chinese, I think they're coming along. And Tom Ma, he's got his mark on it. The Australians out warming up as we get ready for the second game. Well, Candace Parker, third game of the series. How is the team performance today?
I think we played well. I think we executed our offense as well. I think we did a good job of consciously keeping them off the line and not fouling.
You were a late inclusion in the squad. What happened with that?
Pardon me?
You were late getting in with the team. You weren't part of the initial squad, but you came in at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. I just think that we just got into a rotation and our starters were doing well, so I'm just ready to come in and help anytime I can.
Well, we loved your performance out there. 17 points, 9 rebounds. You obviously over your knee injury.
Yeah, my knee is very, very strong. I owe it to my trainer, Jenny Moshek. She got me back, you know, strong, lifting weights, and back fully recovered.
Five blocks, 4 assists. You were doing it at both ends.
Yeah, I think, you know, our goal is to push tempo on teams, and it starts at the defensive end, both rebounding and getting steals and blocks. And I think that, you know, we're a very athletic team, so it's fun to just push tempo and run.
You must be happy the team's coming together. I mean, this is only the third time this team's played together. It must be hard getting together in a foreign country like this.
Yeah, but it's a great experience. You know, we only had 5 days of practice before we came, but I think we all know the game of basketball, so it's just putting it together.
You got Chinese Taipei and then Australia on Wednesday night. That's the big one everyone's looking forward to here.
Yeah, I think it'll be two great games. I know we played Australia already, and you know, it's going to be a great game, I think.
Well, good luck. We'll look forward to seeing you over the next couple of nights.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How is that performance rating after your first two games in Cairns? Was that a bit better performance?
Yeah, you could tell we're getting a little more comfortable with each other. We've practiced and played together a little bit longer, and jet lag is starting to ebb away. So really pleased with the effort. Yeah, and it's nice. We got a good depth on this team, so we can keep people fresh. And I think that was part of the difference tonight.
You had a very tight first quarter. You made some changes and blew them away second quarter.
Yeah, you know, defense, we really wanted to focus on defending without foul. In our first two games, we put them on the free throw line way too many times. So tonight, I thought we did a better job with that. We moved the ball fairly well, had a bunch of people in double figures, which is what we like to see.
Yeah, not many three-point shots out there tonight. A lot of layups.
No, it's true, and I like that. I'd rather go for the two as long as we get good inside position. But we have shot the ball well in our European trips from the three-point line, so we have that weapon if we need it.
It is a different squad to what you had in Europe, though.
Very different. Every team we've had has been very different. The only repeats are Elena Beard, who you all are familiar with, and Katie Smith. Everybody else has turned over, so it takes a little while to settle in with the new crew each time.
And Candace Parker, we were just talking with, very impressive stats.
Yeah, Parker has proven why she's one of the best young players in the U.S. and has done really well in our junior program, but you know, it's her first time at the senior level and already she's having tremendous impact.
Any negatives out of that performance for you to improve on over the next couple of games?
Yeah, I think our ball side defense is pretty good. I didn't think our help side defense was very good. So, and that's just a matter of us not playing together very well, or very long, excuse me. So, you know, we got one practice tomorrow before we go again tomorrow night. Hopefully we can get better at that.
Yeah, the big one on Wednesday night's against Australia. So that's the one everyone's looking forward to here.
Yeah, you know, but we're one game at a time. We've got Taipei tomorrow. I've been impressed with their good team, much better than I think I thought coming over here. So we'll take care of, hopefully, play well tomorrow night and then go to Australia Wednesday. And we know that'll be a big game, the highlight of this trip.
Oh, thanks, Anne, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll take a break here on sportradio.com.au and be back with all the action from Australia versus the Chinese Taipei.